Hello, hello, everybody. This is Trevor alongside my stormy wife, Ava,
and
special guest from the Dominican Republic, Dariver.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to episode 7 of Trevor and Ava Save the World, our weekly podcast where we talk about the news, entertainment, and anything else going on in our lives. We have a special show for you today, reporting from the middle of Hurricane Dorian.
That's why you can hear the rain.
Hopefully it doesn't get too strong. But let's just get started. On to the show. What do you want to talk about first this week, Ava?
So we are going to talk about Labor Day weekend.
With our special guest.
With our special guest, Daddy Bear. Which she's eating a piece of cheese right now.
Thank you, Ava. So yeah, we had a really nice weekend, even though we were expecting this hurricane.
Yeah.
It's our Labor Day weekend that, you know, we had a nice vacation and everybody spent it panicking about a hurricane
coming.
Well,
so since like Tuesday, we've been expecting this hurricane to hit Florida. And we bought the water. Did you get water? Oh my. Water, like your equipment. Oh. Hurricane equipment.
Oh yes, I bought a lot of water. It was so funny. I went to Sam's Club and they didn't have any. I have to buy this expensive water. Then I went to Walmart the next day.
Oh, is this one? Smart water?
Yeah, the smart water. It's good, but I normally don't spend that much money on water.
It costs like double.
Yeah, they cost the double and it's the same. So, I mean,
It's not the same. It has electrolytes.
Yeah, but for me, doesn't this one have electrolytes?
I don't think so.
Oh, this is vapor distilled water. Oh no, look, electrolytes for taste.
Okay.
Yes, but the thing is that if I can get spring water by the half of the price, you know, I'm good with it. But you know, somehow they take this hurricane to commercialize stuff too.
Yeah. So yeah, we went to the store on Friday and they were out of water completely.
Yeah. So at Walmart I bought, you know, like a more affordable water, but I have to do a line. They was just giving you like 2 cases per family. It was crazy. It was insane.
So, yeah. So, we've been preparing since Tuesday, and finally today, Monday, it rained. And the hurricane is not coming our way anymore.
Yeah,
which is sad, because that means we have to go to work tomorrow.
Oh my God, Eva, you're so bad. I mean, hurricanes are so bad for everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know. Who wants to go to work?
We're still getting a tropical storm warning in our area, but it's not hitting us directly like they predicted it would.
Yeah, I think we're getting tropical storm Eva.
Eva. Well, but, so yesterday, what day was yesterday? Sunday. We went to Bonito Springs, and we wanted to do brunch, but we ended up doing lunch.
Well, we
took the brunch out, not the breakfast part of it out, and then we just had lunch.
I was a little brokenhearted. I really wanted the bottomless mimosas.
Well, you're a mimosa boy.
Well, I think we got a really good sangria.
Yeah, we had what did we have? Passion fruit sangria.
Yeah, the first time that I had passion fruit sangria, and it was really good.
But it wasn't bottomless, and that was my problem.
Okay.
It was big, though. It was a big picture.
Hey, you was the driver. Why you want to have bottomless alcohol drinks?
You can't have bottomless mimosas when
you're the designated driver.
I
expected to stay there for a few hours after we were done.
Oh, sure.
So, where did we eat? So, the name of the restaurant.
Oh, yes. The Copper's Hawk.
Cooper's Hawk, I think.
Oh, Cooper's? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Winery and restaurant. It's located in North Naples. And the menu is really yummy. I really like all the options. It was so hard to choose because everything looked so yummy.
Yeah, they had a big menu.
Yeah, it was a little, we were joking, it was a little bit like Cheesecake Factory with how many options they had. And I mean, like Cheesecake Factory, it all sounds good. Yeah. But you have to pick something.
I know. I think I will go back. It was really nice.
Yeah, and they actually have a winery section where you can just like wine taste everything.
Yeah.
It looked really nice.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do the wine tasting, but maybe next time we can do the wine tasting and then eat Or just do the wine tasting?
I have to go back for the creme brulee.
Oh, true. You wanted to eat creme brulee and they don't have it. They didn't have it.
Yeah, so sad.
Which is weird because like, they just opened the restaurant because we were there like at noon.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're out of creme brulee. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I guess they didn't have the ingredients for Sunday. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they ran out the night before.
I don't know. But yeah, you have to go back for your creme brulee. But it was good. I mean, I got a salad. I was the most boring
lame
one.
Well, it looked yummy. It looked cool.
It was a huge salad. It was like...
A gigantic.
Yeah, it was...
Like a monster
like
salad.
It said bowl of salad, and it was really a bowl of salad.
Well, I got the gnocchi carbonara, and yeah, it was so yummy. It had chicken, good. It had peas. It was so yummy.
Are you?
How about you, Trevor? Burger.
I had a burger, like a typical American.
Oh, Mr. Trevor got a burger.
Such an American.
Oh, I stole a couple fries and they were so yummy.
Oh my God, Trevor, like you went through the menu and then you ended up just ordering a burger.
That's what happens when the menus are too big. They give me too many options and I'm like, well, I want everything, so I'm just going to get a burger.
Although the waiter, he was like, oh, great choice. Like when I ordered my salad, he's like, okay. When you order your pasta, your gnocchi, he was like, okay. When you order your burger, it was like, oh, great choice.
I guess he likes burgers, so. Too.
But also on the menu, the burger I chose had, like, a box highlighting it. So I don't know if it's, like, their specialty or something.
Oh, maybe.
I guess.
What kind of burger was
it? I don't know. It had somebody's name.
But, like, what
like
was
the Anthony
in the burger?
Burger or something. Oh, I don't know. It was, like, two patties, American cheese.
Ooh, two patties.
Caramelized onions, house sauce, whatever that is, tomato and lettuce. I think that was it.
Okay. I mean, it sounds normal.
Yeah.
I think we have to talk about the appetizer. I think that
true.
You know, outstanding.
Oh, that was our brunch part of it.
We got a candied bacon and cheese plate. There was like a bowl of like cottage cheese or something.
It didn't taste like cottage cheese.
It was different.
It looked like cottage cheese. I don't know what it was. And then there was like a Parmesan cheese or something.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of slices of bread.
Oh my God, that bread was so yummy.
I didn't try the bread.
Oh, so
there
sad,
were,
Eva.
Was that figs?
Don't say yes. It's sad.
There were figs.
Oh, I ate the figs.
There was like honeycomb.
Oh, I didn't try that.
It was weird because it had the wax.
It had the wax.
Well. And like while you were shooting, there was wax in your
teeth. it's like bee vomit.
Oh, that makes it worse. What were you told me is bee vomit?
Well, that's how bees build their nests. They like...
Are they like anorexic? Bulimic?
Oh my God, Eva.
If a bulimic person built their house with their bulimia, then yes.
Oh my God.
That's horrible.
Well, I think that's what happens.
Can you eat it?
Well, I did eat it, so...
From a bee, yes. From a person, no.
Apparently I can eat it.
I didn't eat mine. Like, I spit out the waxy
wax.
Part.
I didn't try. I forgot.
You should have tried.
And then, of course, the candied bacon, which was delicious.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
I had one piece.
So
yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
I'm not a bacon person.
You're not?
You're a human person?
I'm a human person.
And you're not a bacon person?
But besides being a human person, I'm not so much into bacon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you into bacon?
I love bacon. Oh my God, so yummy. I know it's not good for you, you know, the fat and all of that.
Unless you're in a keto diet.
Well, I don't know. I mean...
But then you wouldn't have eaten the bread if you were in a keto diet.
Yeah, I know.
And
I
that was
bread.
The first thing you got.
The bread was also really good.
Yeah, I can eat the bread.
Was it like...
Yummy.
Buttery bread?
It was buttered.
Yeah, it was butter heavy.
Yeah, buttered and toasted and delicious.
Yeah.
It just tastes so fresh, you know.
But I really like when they do like fancy stuff with the bacon, like caramelize it, put like maple or something on it. They have the $1 million bacon at First Watch that I'm a really big fan of.
Oh.
And they make it like a little bit spicy too.
You've only eaten it twice. What a big fan you are.
Well, I don't go there every day. Every time I go, I get the $1 million bacon, okay?
Nice.
The two times we've been to First Watch.
I think I've never been to the First Watch.
Oh, we should go to First Watch.
Yeah, I want to go. I really want to get $1 million bacon. I just hope I don't have to pay $1 million for it.
It tastes like $1 million.
See, apparently. See, the trick is, you order the $1 million bacon for only $7.50, and then you sell it back to them.
For $1 million.
But that one was very thick, right?
Yeah, yeah. And you got like 5 slices or something.
Yeah. And it was also like sweet,
yeah.
If I remember.
Yeah, it was like maple, but with like some spice on it. It was good. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. There's the new Kiki's Breakfast Cafe opening up.
Oh, yes. I saw it at the Whole Foods
Plaza thing.
Yeah.
That maybe we'll have to check out.
Is it called like Daniel's? What's that shopping center called?
Daniel's Crossing or something?
Daniel's Crossing is the other one across the street where it's Publix.
Oh, because it's across from Daniel's.
Well, anyways.
What a clever name.
Yeah, I don't know. We should try, but I don't know. Like, that place hasn't called my attention. I saw the sign and I'm...
It's not open yet.
Oh, is it?
No, I don't think so.
However, sometimes I see the sign and I'm like, oh yes, I really want to go to that place. But somehow this one hasn't called my attention. I don't know.
Well, we also haven't seen a menu, so maybe
I guess,
will help.
Yeah, hopefully.
If you see...
The pizza place, Mellow Mushroom, is good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. This is your foodie podcast.
Yeah, we've become a foodie podcast.
Oh, yes. I'm such a foodie.
Our special guest.
Oh, yes.
It's a food connoisseur.
Yeah, actually, I had a pizza last week. I had the house special gluten-free.
Oh, yeah.
And I also had the meat lover.
That's what I get.
That's
oh,
what
my
I like.
God. It was so yummy.
It's so good.
Meatballs, bacon, pepperoni... Oh my God.
Trevor ordered me a pizza that was a Thai pizza.
A chicken curry pizza.
It was too many flavors on that pizza.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like I was, after I ate it, I was like,
yeah.
Tasting it in my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like that. I like pizzas.
But the gluten free. Yeah. The gluten free I love because it was so thin. I love very thin pizzas.
Like thin crust.
Yeah.
And actually, it doesn't taste bad. You know, it tastes like regular pizza.
Oh, yeah, it tastes the same. Yeah. I mean, it just doesn't have the gluten, but still have the calories.
A little bit, yeah.
But yeah, that place is good.
Oh, yeah.
Have you eaten there, like, in the actual restaurant?
Yeah, I've gone.
We only got delivery, or picked up and delivery.
Well, I think it's better if you eat it there. I think that happens with a lot of pizza places. Like, I don't know if you guys have gone to Grimaldi's, a Bell Tower. Mm-hmm. The pizza is great, but once you take it out, it loses something. It's not that.
I guess because it's sitting in the box and like the condensation that
it
makes
soggy.
In the box.
Yeah. But there's also the thing about if you get delivery or takeout,
mm-hmm.
you get to go home and
you can
eat
in
your
stretchy
underwear.
Pants. Well, I said stretchy pants.
Underwear.
You just can say underwear.
Eva, when you're home by yourself, are you going to have a stretchy pants? You can be free.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't walk around my house in underwear.
No?
No.
Why not?
Because she doesn't wear underwear.
Oh.
Oh my God. I do wear underwear. No, I wear my pajamas, I guess.
I guess in Venezuela people don't like underwear.
No. I do wear underwear. Oh my God. Oh God. But I forgot what we're talking about. Food.
Oh yeah, foodies.
So we ate at the Cooper's Hog.
Cooper's Hog.
Cooper's Hog.
Hawk. Like the bird.
English class.
Oh! The bird.
Like dying, my bird died.
Don't die.
Hawk.
Hawk, I think, is like a gong, right?
A falcon, yeah.
Nice. Interesting.
Como un águila.
Yeah.
Como un águila bebé.
Yeah.
Like a baby eagle?
No, don't be ridiculous.
Wait, but it's like in the family of an eagle.
They're both birds.
Oh,
they look alike. I know what you mean.
They're both raptors.
Okay, that's what I mean. That they eat meat.
Yeah.
So in that place, there's a chain. There's one in Miami. I think in Tampa, there's one. In Sarasota, I think there's one too.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, next time I want to go and focus more on the wines because it's a winery. So I really want to see, you know, where
she's
this...
doing quotation marks when she says winery. Because they just carry wines. They don't make the wine there.
I'm wondering.
I think they... I mean, they have a tasting room that seems like...
But is it their own...
That's what I think.
If they are a winery, they should
have their own brand.
And all of that, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe not at this location. But
yeah, like California, I don't know.
Yeah, somewhere.
Right, that's the only place that grows.
I mean, you can do wine in Florida.
Yeah, actually, really? On a weekend, I went to Lake Placid, mm-hmm. and I found this winery. Mm-hmm. It's like a very old school. It's not like, it's like more homemade oriented, but they have grapes and they do their own wines.
Okay. They had grapes? Like people were murdered there?
Sorry, they had grapes.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, English is my second language. It's not my native language.
Well, English is my only language, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can speak English, Spanish, and a little bit of French. Excuse-moi.
What about Esperanto?
What is Esperanto?
Esperanto is the universal language.
Oh, no.
What? Is it like a slang language?
It's a language they tried to make up that combined all languages so that everybody could learn it and use it with each other.
Oh,
but that's not real.
It's real. It's just...
Who speaks that?
It didn't catch on. It was like an experiment. They wanted it to catch on, but it
didn't.
Yeah,
the experiment didn't work, yeah. Obviously.
Fail.
Yeah.
So after we ate a lot and we were really full, we went to the Everglades Wonder Garden.
Which, it's not in the Everglades. It's in Bonita Springs.
well, that's why it is the Everglades Wonder.
This is what the Everglades would look like if they were in the middle of the city.
Did you ever wonder what the Everglades was like? Come to the Everglades Wonder Garden.
Oh my god. That's sad. Well, I went to the Everglades to the airboat tour. And, of course, you know, it's not...
Do they have flamingos in the Everglades?
No.
Okay, I want to say that flamingos are actually extinct. Like, the natural flamingos in the natural environment. Only the ones in the sanctuaries, like we went to the Wonder Garden, are alive.
Really?
Yeah. But flamingos in Florida are actually extinct.
Oh, in Florida?
Yeah.
I think they're in Africa, though.
No, but like, if you go to Aruba, there is an island. Okay, Aruba is an island. There is a beach in Aruba that has a bunch of flamingos, okay. And you can feed them, and it's really cute. But flamingos in Florida, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, another place where you can find a lot of flamingos.
Where?
Trevor's shirt.
Let's describe Trevor's shirt. He's wearing a navy blue shirt with flamingo prints, very pinky shorts. He looks like a little flamingo today.
Oh my god.
Are you saying my skin is pink too?
Well, you're very pink too.
I'm white.
You're white? I mean, like, compared to the two of us.
I'm only
you're
pink.
Pink.
I'm only pink. I'm only pink when I've been in the sun for any amount of time.
Okay. You're pink like every day, babe.
So, how was the Everglades Wonder Garden?
But yeah, what other animals we saw? We have to talk about it.
Yeah. So, I guess it's called Everglades because they have crocodiles.
No, they don't have crocodiles.
Okay,
they have alligators.
Alligators. It's like the same thing.
No, I guess we have to leave that conversation for another podcast.
Okay.
It's very complex, but I learned a little bit.
The only crocodile that was there was fake.
Oh, yeah. The one in the pond.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's what a crocodile looks like?
I think so. Like, they're bigger.
Like, they're fat.
Yeah, sure. That's pretty rude.
Like, their tail
it's
is
kind
fat.
Of a rude way to... talk about the crocodiles.
Oh, I'm sure I'm not insulting any crocodile.
The crocodiles are probably very emotional, okay?
Sure.
They probably get a lot of bad...
We just learned that if you have a puppy and you walk close to a lake or a pond or a river that has
alligators.
Let the alligator eat your puppy. Don't try to save it. Because
yeah.
It will drag you and eat you, and your puppy will survive, but not you.
We were just looking at the two most recent deaths from alligators in Florida, and they were both in 2018, and both of them, the ladies had dogs with them, and like the alligator was trying to attack the dogs, and the lady was trying to help, and then she got dragged off by the alligator, and the dogs were fine.
Yeah, so don't try to save your dog.
Yeah.
You can do a memorial for your dog, but don't try to save your dog. Sure. That's so mean. People that have puppies now are going to hate us. Okay, so the Wonder Gardens.
Yes, going back to the Everglades Wonder Garden.
So
we saw snakes.
No, but like when you get there, you get to pick. Okay, so it was like $6 for the entry fee.
That was a sale.
Oh,
like
it was
a special price for the month, but it's normally $12 per adult.
It's probably always $6. Who goes there?
It's one of those things where it's always on sale.
I don't know. Okay, well, $6 seems fair.
I think it's a cool place to take your kids.
It's actually really good for pictures.
Yeah,
I thought it was good.
I mean,
it was
good.
It was cute. So once you buy your ticket, you can pick a different type of food because you can feed the animals. But you have to purchase the food there.
It's just $1 a cup.
Just $1 a cup. And you got...
alligator food.
You got alligator
food. To feed my alligator friends.
Trevor got...
turtle food.
Because turtles are his spirit animal. And...
that is true. I don't know why you're laughing. It's true.
Yeah, that's true. Because he's from the Oneida tribe.
All right, I'm from the Oneida Native American tribe from Wisconsin. And our tribe animal is the turtle. And if you look at our tribe high school from above, the campus is shaped like a turtle.
Wow.
Okay, what kind of food do you get? What animal? What are you feeding?
You also got fish. So it was turtle and fish.
Turtle and fish food, yeah.
And mine was flamingo. Which was the best, obviously. My flamingos were the cutest.
Yeah, that's what
he is. Yeah, the turtles were kind of boring. Because, like, the big tortoises, that they were, like, cool. They were all, like, hiding in the corners that we couldn't get to.
Yeah.
So cool.
Same with alligators. They were not hiding, but the thing is that the lake, the little pond, had this, like, green weed.
Duckweed, yeah.
So
all over
you,
the top of it.
Yeah,
you can only see the eyes, like,
yeah.
Poking, poop.
Yeah, they look, like, dirty. Like, you can...
yeah,
you can get to see where they are.
Yeah,
but it was interesting.
Yeah, it was good.
They had chickens.
They were roosters, right?
Like exotic roosters.
They had pheasants, yeah.
And turkeys.
And like ducks. What's la gallina guinea? What you call that?
A pheasant.
A pheasant.
Yeah. The snakes like python.
Oh yeah.
Boa.
Rats.
Oh yeah, we saw rats.
That wasn't part of the show actually, but she was like in there. She was a huge fan.
Oh my god. They had little birdies.
The birds would say hello.
Oh, peacocks. The peacocks were free. They were just like walking around.
Yeah.
What else?
They do nothing except show off all day, so.
Yeah. True, I don't know if a peacock can attack you. Can they attack you?
I've never heard of one.
They were eating my flamingo food. They liked it.
Well, I mean, birds are birds.
So I think Trevor was feeding a flamingo from his hand.
Yeah, I fed the flamingos from my hand.
Oh, no.
Was it scary? I don't know. They look like they're going to bite.
They know how to use their beaks. They were just grabbing the little pieces of food.
Mm. So they didn't bite you?
No.
Okay.
Never. They didn't pinch me at all.
Okay. Mm. I fed them from the cup. I was skeptical about that. But... it was fun. It only took like an hour and a half to go around.
It was really hot, though.
Oh my god.
Oh no. I think that's the hottest day I've ever spent in Florida.
It said 97 degrees.
I don't know. Maybe the temperature, but the feeling was like 100
It actually, like when I look, it said 86, but it felt like 97.
It definitely felt hotter. Like,
yeah, because it was because there was zero wind.
Yeah.
Not even a breeze.
Dorian staking all of our
wind. Like, we can be standing, and I could feel like the drops of sweat going running down the body. It was unbelievable.
No, we're like
moving, just like we are sitting on a sauna.
It was horrible. I was like, take a picture. I was like,
well. And I was like, oh, I hope Eva finished the picture soon because I'm passing out. I'm melting.
I know. I was like trying to take pictures, and actually, like a couple. Sweat drops went into my eye. And when I look at the pictures when I go home, they were like super blurry because my eye was like, probably dying in the middle of taking the pictures. I'm like, oh my god. But yeah, it doesn't help that I have to wear glasses to take pictures because then I can't see everything. But it was really hot. It was nice. I mean, maybe during the winter is better because...
mm.
I don't
Maybe know. Fall, like later in the fall.
Yeah.
We don't have fall. So we live in Florida.
But if you say that, we also don't have winter.
Okay, our winter is the spring.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's nice. There were like a couple of families with their kids. And I guess that's fun for the kids because they had like so many little cups of food for the animals.
Yeah.
I guess that was the only entertainment for them too.
And I think that is really cool that they have like recyclable cups.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that's to protect the environment.
Well, it's supposed to be a sanctuary too, so.
Yeah, and I asked them what they were going to do with the animals if the hurricane came.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they just hide them in their little gift shop area.
Oh.
Or in like the women's bathroom. They just put them all inside wherever they can.
Oh my god, what a mess.
Yeah.
Oh.
I get, well, with the alligators and stuff too, so I don't know.
With the alligators?
Yeah.
I mean, the alligators, they can probably leave it there. There was an alligator with a popping eye.
Aww.
Oh yeah, some of them had weird growths.
Yeah. And the other one with the foot. Yeah.
It was a little creepy, the alligators, because there was like this fenced-in area that had all the alligators, or all the big alligators. And they knew that we had food.
They can smell it.
And they like all like got in the water and were like crowding around wherever we were.
Yeah. I don't know what was in the food. What was in the food? They were like little poopies.
It's probably a mashed up rat or something.
You were teaching.
Yes.
I don't know what it was. Mine looked like dog food. Yours too.
Yeah.
Mine didn't look that pretty.
But it was entertaining. Then obviously we ate more after.
Oh yeah, we had to get an ice cream. I mean, we were melting.
I don't know.
We needed something cold.
I don't know how much the ice cream helped, because the ice cream was very sweet. So then like you're like super thirsty.
Well, actually, the one that I got, I got one scoop of caramel, which was sweet, but I got one with no sugar added. Mm-hmm. No sugar added, butter pecan. And it was good.
Okay, but then you had like a mountain of caramel syrup.
So I asked the girl for a little bit of hot fudge, I mean of caramel, but she got excited about, you know, the amount of caramel, and then I had to take it off the ice cream.
I think she was making it for herself to eat, and I was like, oh, it's for you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so mean.
What?
Because she was chubby?
I didn't say that. I didn't imply
that.
Well,
Trevor, you
don't
have to say. It's obvious.
I would do the same thing. If I'm making something for someone else, I'll make it delicious for me. Mm. Not thinking of the other person's perspective.
Yeah, but I say just a little bit, you know. But however, you know.
You ate?
Yeah, I ate it, but I took out a lot.
Yeah.
But also the American way for the sundae is to drown the ice cream in hot fudge or caramel. So.
Americans.
Yeah.
So we had ice cream and...
Then
we went to drove back. Yeah, then we went to Applebee's. Oh my god, we've been eating so much.
Let's take a pause here. I just want our listeners to know the good news.
What's
of Applebee's? I'm thinking about going door to door and spreading the word, because Applebee's is our savior with $1 alcoholic beverages. Every day of every month.
They put a lot of ice in there, too.
$1 alcoholic beverage.
I'm so surprised how they came, you know, how they make money.
They probably don't. They probably only make money off of you buying other food.
Yeah, and then we really don't buy anything.
Yeah.
I mean, we got fries.
Yeah.
But because we already, like, ate.
Cool. Yeah.
But probably if you go there for dinner or lunch.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You, like, get food and then drinks.
Yeah.
So what was the drink of the month?
It was like a blue Long Island iced tea or something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
Really sugary.
Good.
Really alcoholic.
Yeah. You trying?
It had a lot of alcohol.
To get sponsored by Applebee's?
Applebee's, if you're out there, feel free to contact us to sponsor.
Send you a gift card.
Or just that. I'm fine with just a gift card, too.
Yeah. So... we drove back to Fort Myers, and we're going to drop you off. And then we're like, you want to go to Applebee's? So we have one more drink. We only have one more drink at Applebee's.
Yeah.
But
they were too sweet for me.
The waitress knew us. Is that a sign?
Oh, true, she knew us.
We're frequent Applebee's.
No, actually, this is the second time.
Yeah, but
you know why she knows us? Because the first time that we went,
we were fancy. Fancy,
really nice.
We're like fancy.
After our dinner at Ruth's Chris,
yeah.
yeah, we only go to fancy places. yeah, that was good. Also, again, I didn't have like a cool meal at that place. I had fish at a steakhouse, but.
Well, I had chicken, but it was so yummy.
Yeah, but chicken makes more sense.
Yeah. But anyway, I mean, if you go to a fancy steakhouse, you should have steak.
Yeah.
But I'm not like a steak person.
I like barbecues. Mm-hmm. But like if I'm like out in a barbecue, you know, like that.
You environment. Have to have, yeah, the barbecue environment. Yeah. I know what you mean.
Trevor can eat meat every day, so. I don't allow him.
I prefer to eat meat every day.
I don't allow him, but yeah.
Why do you allow him?
Because it's bad for his heart.
For his what?
His heart.
It's really? True.
Yeah.
Oh.
It lowers life expectancy.
Are you kidding me?
Too much red meat consumption.
Mm. I didn't know that. I mean, it's not that I eat a lot. I eat
That's
more
what
chicken.
People with the Mediterranean diet live longer. Because they eat a lot of fish.
I guess I have to research more about the Mediterranean.
Yeah, you should do research about the blue zones.
The what?
The blue zones.
Blue zones. It's where people live super old.
Interesting.
Yeah, there is only 7 in the world. Costa Rica, one in California, an island in Japan, Sicilia in Italy. Where else? I can't think of the other two. Wait, I think it's like Bolivia or something like that. I know there is like 2 in right. South America.
Hmm. Interesting.
But yeah, there is like 7 in the world and people have longevity.
Nice, interesting.
They can live up to 100 years or more.
Wow. Interesting, yeah.
But they also eat like whatever they plant like in their garden. So it's like it's 100% organic. Like nothing is like prepackaged or anything.
I'm sure some of it is, but...
Of course. I mean, I don't think people's going to get to grow all of...
Well, yeah. Apparently like these people, like they will like... have the wheat, not like wheat, like to make bread. Mm. So like they have their wheat plants and they make like their own bread.
Oh, wheat.
Wheat. Wheat. Okay. Wheat.
Wheat.
Wheat. They made their own bread and like if they're fishermen, they will fish their own fish. No. But yeah, it's very interesting. So it's like, and they will have a glass of wine every night. Mm. They also don't have stress. Because they like live in the mountain,
okay,
in the
so
middle of nowhere.
What if you live in America and you have to work and you live with a lot of stress?
Yeah, that's the thing about America. It's
I think
like...
the answer would be to rob a bank and run away to one of these places.
Oh, yes. Have you guys seen Money Heist? That reminds me of Money Heist.
No, we haven't.
No.
They robbed this... you know, the national... Well, the place where they make the money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the print.
Yeah.
The mint.
I don't know. Called. Whatever. So they printed their money. It was very interesting. I recommend
getting
it.
Some tips for it.
I recommend it. It's, you know...
That's all right. It's an entertainment podcast as well.
Yeah, we have an entertainment section.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah. So that was our Sunday. And... Today, we're still waiting for Dorian to
bring news. Because really, we were not sure what's happening.
Yeah.
It keeps changing.
Yeah.
We know about, like, it hit the Bahamas, and it's pretty bad. So, we feel bad about people that
it looked like NASA is underwater.
Oh, so, actually, so NASA sad. Was the one that got less
really?
Hit. Yeah, it was mostly Grand Bahamas and...
Abaco Island.
Yeah.
I want to go to NASA.
That's like the main city.
It's like that's pretty. That's the pirate city.
Wow. That sounds cool.
It's
so sad that it's, you know, beautiful paradise, you know, countries, like little islands get hit by these hurricanes.
Yeah, and I know there is a lot of foundations that are collecting money to help the Bahamas. So if you want to do some research, you can probably find some places to donate. But yeah, Florida is still... In Florida, we're still waiting for. Sorry, I'm drinking coquito. What is this?
Coquito. I made a coquito.
So.
This is a Puerto Rican.
Okay, so Daddy Burke invited us to her place today. Oh, we told you say your name.
You can call me D.
Daddy G invited.
My artistic name.
She invited us to her place today because she made
coquito.
What's coquito?
So it's a Puerto Rican drink. It's made of coconut cream, milk, rum, and spices.
White rum, right?
Yes. I mean, you can do whatever you want.
Do you want to share your recipe or is there a secret?
No, it's not a secret.
Share your recipe.
I'm sharing my recipe.
But you didn't say like that.
The amounts.
Okay, so you can take a can of coconut cream from Goya, one can of evaporated milk.
From Goya?
No, maybe from Carnation was mine. Then you can take half a cup. Well, I put one cup because we needed extra alcohol today.
She's
referring to herself.
Whatever. You're supposed to use just half a cup, but I just put one cup because I use this cool, coconut water rum. So for my understanding, the rum is diluted because it's coconut rum.
But it's water, not.
But it's not. Whatever, if you have white rum, you can use half a cup or 3/4 of a cup. And then you put half a cup of cinnamon, like ground cinnamon, and a pinch of nutmeg. Mm-hmm. And then you mix it in the blender.
Yeah, it was really good.
And it's better if you leave it overnight. Because I made it last night. Mm-hmm. So it takes like it blends better and takes a better consistency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. I guess it's like I was going to say Dominican. It's not Dominican. Puerto Rican version of the nutmeg? What's it called?
Eggnog.
Yeah, it's like a Caribbean eggnog.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rum infused.
Yeah, but it was really good. Good job.
Yeah, thank you.
You should quit your job and start selling coquito.
I wish, girl.
So Daddy Bear and I we work together. That's how we know each other. We share the same sorrows and happiness. Mostly sorrows, but
yeah, struggles of the fashion industry.
Yeah,
it's okay. I mean, it's okay.
So we had coquito today, but and I forgot what we were talking about before I mentioned the coquito. I was going to say something.
Labor Day, Dorian, Monday.
Oh, yeah, that we're still waiting for Dorian because we don't know. Like, it's actually moving really slow. And it looks like it's just going to barely hit Miami, mostly West Palm Beach. And
yeah, it's going to go, like, all up the east coast of Florida and up to Georgia and South Carolina.
Yeah.
For me, it's so strange that it's, like, moving to the east, to the west, when it's going to go straight to the north.
Yeah, like a right angle.
Yeah.
Let me make a turn here.
Exactly. Like, I don't know. For me, I don't know if this is being close-minded, but I think he has so much possibilities of coming straight to Florida.
Yeah.
And I think it can come straight to Fort Myers.
Cool, yeah.
I mean, that was their first prediction.
It's like on the same direction.
I mean, we've seen houses that have the shoulders out because it was supposed to hit us.
Mm-hmm.
And like they have the alerts to evacuate Miami, and it's like, never mind,
yeah,
we have to go to work tomorrow. We just got a work email saying that we have to go to work tomorrow, so,
yeah.
But yeah, we don't know. And it's actually, you read that when it's moving really slow, it's actually worse,
yeah, because it's like gaining more power over the warm ocean water. Because it slows down and gets weaker when it hits land, usually.
And your president said that he'd never seen a hurricane category 5.
Well, he also said this is going to be the strongest storm ever to hit Alabama. And it's not going to hit Alabama.
Oh, my God.
The National Weather Center had to put out a retraction of that and say, Alabama, don't worry, you're fine.
But we say that, especially Alabama. Alabama is like underwater already.
I think it might have been a geography mistake. You thought Alabama was Georgia. Well,
I think I prefer your president than mine anyway, so.
Well, yeah. I think we shouldn't get into politics.
But yeah. So, today we ate more. And it was fun, and when our bellies are happy and full.
Well, enjoying the, you know, the little bit of happening of the weekend before hitting work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is it for the update about our life, I guess, with our special guest.
And now it's time for entertainment.
And Hollywood news.
So what did we see this week, Ava?
Yesterday we saw Aquaman.
Oh, yeah, we saw Aquaman finally.
After like a year.
Not a new release. I think it came out last December.
It was okay. Have you seen Aquaman?
I felt like it was, first of all, I think it was too long. It was okay. The action was pretty good. Like, I thought it was way better than I would have expected for being mostly underwater. Right? Just like that thinking about like a movie that's mostly underwater, you're like, it sounds terrible.
They're just like floating underwater. No, they're like...
Yeah, they're like...
flying underwater.
Yeah, they kind of like fly underwater. Like how Superman flies in the air. They just do that in the water. But it looks okay. It's better than I thought it would be.
Yeah. And for movies, we saw Yesterday. Finally, too.
Oh, yes. We saw the movie Yesterday.
No, Yesterday. Like, we saw the movie called Yesterday.
The Beatles-related movie where a guy, like, wakes up from a car accident and the Beatles never existed, but he remembers all their songs.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's good. I like it.
Yeah,
I got a little bored, but then it was okay.
It's an interesting premise. I think they could have done better. I think they spent a little too much time focusing on like how he feels bad about like his decisions. Where that could have been like more interesting with how the world has changed.
Well, he felt like he was gonna get in trouble any second because maybe somebody will remember the Beatles and be like, excuse me, you're not actually writing these songs. Like,
yeah.
They already exist.
Yeah, it was also kind of weird because half the time it felt like it was supposed to be a comedy, but then another half the time it was like very serious or romantic, and it was just kind of like a weird tone mixture.
They were also trying to make, what's her name? Amy? No.
The one from SNL?
No.
Ed Sheeran?
No. Oh, Ed Sheeran's in the movie. No, the actress. She's Cinderella.
Oh, Lily Collins?
Lily Collins ugly when she's, like, really pretty.
Yeah, there's a line in the movie that, like, I know I'm not that pretty or something like that. Or, like, I know I'm average. And it's like, no, you're very pretty. But, yeah, like, the whole idea is that, like, the main character, like, never noticed her.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, she's super pretty, so.
Yeah, but it was a good movie. I don't know if it's still in theaters.
But I think we saw it like when it was just leaving theaters.
Yeah.
But it was decent. It's definitely like a watch at home kind of movie. Like, watch it when it's on Netflix.
Yes.
It's not amazing, but okay.
Yeah. I want to see Rocket Man better than this one.
I don't know. Rocket Man looked cheesy.
Well, yeah, it's Elton John, but gonna be flamboyant.
Yeah.
But
too much for me.
I like Elton
John. I don't know. I mean, obviously, I didn't see it, but.
But yeah.
If you like the Beatles.
Have you seen any movies
recently? No. I'm more into Netflix shows.
Which shows have you seen?
Oh, so recently I just saw the last season of Money Heist. And I think this is interesting. It's a Spanish show, and it's about this gang.
What's the name in Spanish?
La Casa de Papel. I know it doesn't translate the same.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting. There's a lot of suspense and romance. It's a cool mix. And yeah, I'm just waiting for the next season. So excited.
Is the show in English or Spanish?
Well, I'm watching it in Spanish. Because that's their original language.
Mm-hmm.
But you can watch it in English if you want to.
Oh, but
it's
both?
Dubbed.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So their mouths won't match the words, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it about?
This gang, you know.
I don't
friends.
Know. I'm not a gang. I'm not part of a gang.
Well, they're like criminals. They're friends. They get together and they go for this crazy you know, like, robberies.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very interesting in the suspense and how they have everything planned.
Oh.
Like, on front. Like, they analyze, like, every single thing that could happen during those robberies. And it's amazing. It's amazing. It's great.
Nice.
I love this character, El Profesor, the teacher. Oh, my God.
That's just his name?
Yeah, that's how they call it. Because the thing is that they didn't want to, like, to involve their personal names. So each of them named themselves, like, a city name.
Okay.
Like, Denver, Tokyo, Nairobi, you know.
Helsinki, I don't know.
Helsinki, Cincinnati.
You know how these heists go, Eva.
Yeah. What do I know?
El Profesor is the one that plans everything. And he's so smart. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yes. It's great. So I'm just waiting for
them. I always think it's like these kind of shows or movies are weird because they're giving ideas to like actual like bad people.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, but I guess they got. Cool. I think they got the inspiration for real people, you know, from actual situations. I don't know.
But they're also like giving tips to people that are planning to do these kind of things.
I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Like
it's very entertaining.
Big, smart robberies.
There was a TV show called Leverage that was on for a while. That show is super good. It's about like a team of like five or six people that they like every week they do a new heist or job or something.
Mm.
But yeah, I think there's like three seasons of that show. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't into action and suspense shows, but this one caught me. Like,
yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, I don't think I'm into those shows either. I like romantic comedies or...
Me too.
Just funny, everyday situations.
But I wanted to give a try to this one and, you know, it was great.
Yeah, everybody's been talking about that one.
Yeah.
And it's on Netflix?
Yes, it is on Netflix.
Okay.
Let's talk about Modern Family. What's going on? I can't wait.
Oh, they're gonna they're doing the last season. That's it said September... Wait, I think... Isn't it today?
Is it out already?
I feel like I read September. Trevor is... Oh my God, I can't talk. Trevor is looking it up. But they're doing the last season.
That's so sad. I can't believe they're going.
Yeah. Especially with Haley having the twin. It's like they can add more things.
Oh my God. Much more. That's a great show. That's my favorite show ever.
I know. Cause
I love it. I can watch it like... Over and over and over.
The wine has fallen on the table. Oh, no. And it's red wine, too.
At least it's just, you know, the table. That's fine.
But, yeah, I like Modern Family, too. I think it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I think Modern Family is, like, the best comedy show of our generation.
Oh, yeah. Because
it's just such smart humor. They don't,
yes.
They don't do yes.
They're not cheesy.
One thing I absolutely hate about the shows that Eva watches...
I know what you're going to say, Taylor.
...is the laugh track. I hate hearing an audience laugh track telling you, like...
When to laugh.
You're supposed to laugh right here. I love Modern Family because they will just, like, skip over jokes. And if you miss it, you miss it.
Yeah, I miss a lot of their jokes sometimes.
And I pause it and explain to you why that was funny.
I love how sarcastic they can be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's your favorite character?
Oh, Sophia. Oh my God, I love Sophia.
I think mine is Phil. I love
Phil.
Yeah.
I mean, all of them are super funny in their own way.
Yeah.
Their personalities are amazing.
I love my favorite joke example from the show is when Lily's first introduced and they hold her up like Simba. And then Mitch and Cam say that her name is going to be Lily. And Phil just offhandedly says... Yeah. Isn't that going to be hard for her to say?
Oh, because she's Asian.
With an Asian accent, you say it would be like Ruri.
That's so mean.
It is, but they just say it like super fast, and there's like no more attention paid to it. So if like you miss it, you miss it.
Do you want more wine?
Maybe.
So that it would just feel like half of her, okay, more than half of her glass. all over her table.
Oh, girl, I need wine before going back to work.
And during work.
Oh, yeah. She's trying to sneak some wine.
Eva.
I'm sure there is people that do that. Well, like, a lot of people, like, when they go out for lunch, they have, like, a glass of wine.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, like, a glass of wine isn't gonna give you, it's not gonna get you drunk.
No.
It's gonna, but does it even make you happy?
No.
Does it make you sad?
Does it make you happy?
Oh, my God.
I don't know, yeah. But yeah, I like Modern Family. When is the last season?
September 25th.
Oh, I knew it was September 25th.
I'm not ready to say goodbye to Modern Family.
Yeah. I wonder what's going to happen.
Yeah, what life path are they taking now? Right?
Yeah.
Maybe there'll be a spinoff with Haley and her kids.
But I feel like they need all the characters. That's what makes it funny. Like,
yeah.
Each of them is, they're so different.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. They're like, each of the families are a perfect example of, you know.
Yeah.
Family nowadays.
Oh my God. I do like Gloria. Like,
oh my God.
Like Gloria and Jay, like, I guess like she being Latina, like married to an American. I can't relate a little.
Eva. You're Latina married to an American.
I am Latina married to an American. But like, there is an episode where she, like, Manny has a fever and she's like kissing him in the forehead to measure his temperature. And then Jay is like, you know, we have a thermometer. And she's like, ay, Jay, why you have to be so American all the time? And then she'd be like, yeah, he's so cool. He's so American.
Well, I love how Latinos can be so creative, you know?
Yeah. It's true. How can you measure the temperature with a kiss on the forehead? Obviously, you need a thermometer. But I feel like my mom have done that to me.
Well, Latina moms are the best.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But it is funny. Or like, there was an episode, like, I think Gloria's neighbor thought they had a parrot, but it was Gloria that was so loud and she was just screaming. So when she screams, the neighbor thought she was a parrot.
Oh.
I'm like, oh my God, maybe sometimes like that's me.
Well, yeah, we are very loud. Latinos tend to be very loud.
Yeah. Especially if we're like all talking at the same time.
Oh my God.
But we understand each other.
I know, it's funny.
We don't have, like, the good... You know, like, when you're in school, they teach you, like, las reglas del buen oyente y el buen hablante.
The good manners.
Yeah, like, you have to listen and wait for the other one to talk and then reply. We don't do that.
That doesn't work in our countries.
No.
Trevor, what do you think about that? What's your experience?
When there is, like, a meeting of all Latinas and they all talking at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I just tune it out.
Yes. You're like, never mind.
It's just, like, I've definitely tried, like, when I'm with your family, and, like, there's, like, five conversations happening at once. Like, your aunt will be telling a story, your grandma's telling a story, and, like, you're trying to talk to both of them at the same time, and I'm just lost.
Yeah, that's such a thing.
Because I have to translate.
Yeah.
At the same time as trying to listen to multiple people.
You just knock your head, yes.
And it's like...
You're like, do you hate Eva? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, say, like, pretend that you know what's
si,
going on.
Si. Obvio. Si.
What if they're asking something like mean and si, you're like, si.
Por supuesto.
Oh, but yeah.
What else? Oh, I've been watching The New Girl.
Oh,
I think it's
a
funny show.
Yeah, I love New Girl.
Yeah, I'm always looking for comedies.
Oh, my God.
Because when I get out of work, I just, you know, I just need, like, a nice, fun Netflix show.
Mm-hmm.
So, I need to this one. It's cool. It's so funny.
Yeah, I love New Girl. Wilson. It's my Wait, Wilson?
Wilson!
Wilson. What's his name? The black guy.
Yeah, I think it was Wilson.
Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. When you make
Wilson, Smidge, and Nick.
I love Wilson. He wears shirts like yours. Like the one you're wearing today. He is so funny. I like him.
Yeah.
Is he, how far are you?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Because wasn't Coach in the show initially?
At the beginning.
Yeah, and now he's back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
they went to the stripper club.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, it was weird. He was like sometimes in the show and sometimes not. But yeah, New Girl is good because I don't think they have a laugh track either, so I like it.
Oh, damn.
You can just ignore the laugh.
Or yeah.
I mean, like Friends. Don't have to Friends treat me has like an idiot. It, and Friends is one of the greatest shows.
Says you. Says the,
says everybody says, in the universe.
Well, everybody in the universe is dumb.
Even people in the moon.
Even the Which people one? In the moon are dumb.
Friends.
Oh my god. Friends is amazing. Trevor.
It's okay.
It's funny. I know.
It's
I know
Modern Family.
It's other times. I think that for their time, it was great.
Yeah.
I agree. I think the laugh track was standard at that point in time.
Yeah.
And now we've evolved.
I think that was a trend, you know?
Yeah. Because Seinfeld has it too, right?
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
It doesn't bother me. I don't think they're forcing you to laugh in a specific
way. Yeah. I mean, I don't have to laugh when it laughs.
They're not forcing you to, but it's treating you like an idiot. Like.
No. I don't think so.
Everyone's laughing here, and you should laugh too.
No.
That's why they do it.
To
trigger your brain to, like, think of humor at that point.
They don't do it because of that.
Claro que sí.
Okay.
I work with psychologists. Come at me.
Yeah, but you're not a psychologist.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was hoping you didn't come at me. Because I can't defend my ground now.
Stop making a mess.
So some other entertainment news that we got recently.
Mm-hmm.
D23 happened. I'm not sure if you guys know what D23 is, but it's a Disney convention where they make tons of announcements specific to Disney.
I don't know about that.
So a bunch of Star Wars stuff came out with their new Disney Plus streaming service. They're going to have the show The Mandalorian, which we already knew about, but they gave more details about. It's going to be Pedro Pascal. It's going to be live action.
Pedro Pascal, he's fun.
Yeah, he was the Viper in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
He's cool. And in the second Kingsman movie, he was whiskey, yeah. I think.
Yeah, no tequila.
I think he was whiskey.
Wasn't whiskey Channing Tatum?
I think he was tequila. I don't know.
Maybe.
Who knows?
They had alcohol names.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's like money heists that have like city names.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
And there's also going to be a Rogue One series starring Diego Luna and Alan Tudyk, the pilot and robot from the Rogue One movie.
Mm. I like Diego Luna.
So I guess good job for the Mexican actors out there. Getting their own Star Wars TV shows.
Is it gonna be in Spanish?
No.
No. You have the translator. The subtitles.
Yeah.
And then they also confirmed an Obi-Wan Kenobi series. Which...
Oh, that's what Jessica was talking about. Like,
yeah.
They're gonna reveal that Rey is his daughter?
Oh, that was her theory. I don't think that's...
Okay.
I don't think that's the case.
Do you think
no,
the theory?
No. That doesn't make sense.
I'm gonna tell her.
I told her that doesn't make sense. But yeah, so it's going to have Ewan McGregor, who was Obi-Wan Kenobi in the first, or episode 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if they actually said if it's live action or cartoon, but I would guess live action. If they have Ewan McGregor.
And what was the trailer that you watched?
Oh, yeah, I just watched the second trailer for the Rise of the Skywalker movie that's coming out in December. Which looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of questions.
And you still want to go to the hotel to become a Jedi?
Oh, yeah, of course. They released more details about their Star Wars...
They're opening a hotel in Disney.
What's it called? Like Halcyon or something?
Interesting.
But it's like Star Wars.
It's like...
Wow.
They explained
be
it.
Cool.
Yeah, it's also like $2,000 per person.
No, $1,000.
Jessica told me it was $2,000.
No, it's $1,000 per person.
And Jessica said, Trevor is probably lying to you.
No, no, I read the article.
I guess it depends. So, you know, if you have add-ons or
But they explained, like, what the experience is going to be. And it's pretty much like a cruise where you, like, go into the hotel. And from the moment you enter to the moment you exit, they treat the whole experience like all the crew is actors.
Wow.
And it's like you're on a spaceship.
It's like Westworld.
Yeah, just like Westworld where you're...
What is Westworld?
It's a TV show from HBO. And it's, like, about the Western...
It's about the future where they created, like, a land with robots that look and act like humans. And you just interact with the robots as if they were other people. And it's kind of like a playground where you can do whatever you want.
Like, you can shoot them. Because they have a thing that is, like, the West. The West.
Yeah, the Wild West.
The Wild West. The West.
Wild, Wild West.
And everybody's wearing, like, cowboy clothes and, like... They have the saloons with, like, the...
That's cool.
The sexy girls. And, yeah. It's a good show. It's from HBO.
Interesting.
It's a little too serious, the show, but...
The first season was really good. It kind of went in a weird direction.
Yeah. But, like, they play with kind of, like, your psychology. Yeah. So.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's based on a book by Michael Crichton.
Which is a guy that did
Jurassic Park.
Park.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And other stuff.
Is it on Netflix?
It's HBO.
Just HBO?
Yeah. You need... So you just became an Amazon Prime member. Yay!
She's doing an Amazon Prime trial.
Oh, you're just doing the trial?
Yeah. Because... Honestly, I don't.
Boo.
I don't think I need to be an Amazon Prime member. I don't need it.
Okay, so if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can subscribe for HBO. You have to pay extra a month, but you get HBO and then you get all of their shows. Their shows are really good.
Cool.
Yeah. And you can get discounts on Whole Foods. Your love of Whole Foods.
Yeah. I've done that.
Oh, okay.
I go by the app.
Yeah.
And my code.
But you have to watch out for the discounts.
Because
not everything has discounts.
I know.
But yeah, but one time we went to Whole Foods and we got like 2 whole chickens. And each of them were like $8 each.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
And it was organic.
But anyways. Back to the Star Wars.
Sorry, you have 2 girls here.
Back to the Star Wars cruise experience. So yeah, you're for 3 days, 2 nights. So $1,000, you get all the meals, 2 nights at a hotel, and whatever else.
So wait, $1,000 for 2 nights and 3 days?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was per night.
Yeah, it's $1,000.
Jessica told me it was per night.
I don't think so.
So they sell you like the whole experience in a couple of days, basically.
Yeah.
Huh, that's interesting.
Can you stay longer?
No.
I think it's not that bad, including food and everything.
And one of the days...
I'm winning a cracker.
Giving our podcast listeners some crunch in their podcast. One of the days you have a port day where you go to like the Star Wars area of like the Disney theme park. So it's like you're landing on Jakku.
Making all the noises in the world.
I think it's like Batuu or something, the planet.
Batuu?
Batuu.
Really? I don't know.
I was gonna say, why are you so excited?
Because I have some rum. That's how I'm gonna survive in that park. Actually, I think I'll become a Jedi before you do.
Obviously.
I have more balance.
We already went over this.
I'm gonna graduate. And I'm gonna be your Jedi master.
Good luck.
You're gonna be my topollillo. What's it called? My
Padawan?
My Padawan.
I'm gonna be your Padawan?
You're gonna be my Padawan.
Are you gonna be a...
Have you seen Star Wars?
Yes, but I'm not into the movies.
Have you seen all of them?
No. Just, I don't even remember the one that I watched. I'm not into those kind of movies. But it's it's cool.
Yeah. But, I mean, I watch them because my husband that I marry, it's in love with Star Wars.
I'm not
in love. I love you. So since I love you, I want to make you happy.
Aww. That's sweet.
I like Star Wars, fine. I'm not a nerd like you or my boss.
Moving on. So for Marvel announcements, we already knew about...
this cookie.
We already knew about the Black Widow movie.
Black Widow?
Yeah.
Nice. I watched the show.
There is a show?
Is
yeah.
There a show? Is that the Colombian lady? Right? Drug dealer?
That's Marvel. It's like a superhero.
So the Black Widow is a really good Colombian show.
The Queen of the South?
It's kind of like that, but it's based on the true story about this girl. I don't remember her real name, but it's very interesting. I don't like soap operas and things like that. It can be like a little dramatic, but I think it's very interesting because it's like based on life, real life.
Mm-hmm. We're sabotaging your news.
No, it's okay.
Sorry.
You're interjecting, but that's fine. So we knew about the Black Widow movie.
Even though she said there was no movie coming out.
Did she?
Mm-hmm. Oh. When she was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, maybe she was like backed into a corner and she was like, no. And then there was the Eternals movie. We found out that Richard Madden and Kit Harington are going to be on the cast, which was Jon Snow and Robb Stark in Game of Thrones.
Oh, they're both from Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Richard Madden was Robb Stark. And there's going to be like Kumail Nanjiani, Angelina Jolie, Salma Hayek.
Kumail Nanjiani?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, he's like super muscular now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, he's getting very famous.
And they talked about Black Panther 2. I don't think they released too many details about it, though. There was the...
Did you
the,
like Black Panther?
Yeah, I think Black Panther was good. It was better than I was really expecting.
I feel like you didn't like it that much.
I mean, I didn't love it, but it was good.
Hmm. Was it like Aquaman?
No, I like Black Panther better than Aquaman.
Hmm.
One thing about Aquaman, they like try to introduce so many things to you at once.
Yeah.
And it was like, finally at the end of the movie, I felt like I understood everything. But half the movie, I was like, wait, what are all these kingdoms? Why are there so many kings? What are they fighting for?
Oh, I still didn't understand why there are so many kings. Like the seven seas? Was it like something like that?
I think so.
I said that.
Yeah, that was your guess.
Okay.
But I don't know. Because he needed at least four to be Ocean Master.
But then Aquaman was like the king of all of the oceans.
At the end, he became that. Spoiler alert, Ava.
Oh, I think people can live.
Because he got the trident.
And he can talk to the fish.
Yeah, that's one thing that was weird. That, like, he could talk to the fish the whole time, but then the trident was supposed to let you talk to fish.
Yeah. But yeah, do you have any more entertainment news?
Yeah, so we haven't talked about the issue of Spider-Man.
What's the issue?
Where Tom Holland isn't going to be allowed, or Spider-Man isn't going to be allowed to be in Marvel movies anymore.
Why?
Because Sony said no.
Sony owns Spider-Man?
Sony owns Spider-Man, yeah. And they're not going to let...
Can they buy it back?
No. It makes too much money for Sony, so they're not going to give it up. I think there's... The original deal was that Tom Holland would be in 5 movies with the Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened already. And now Sony's like, nope, he's ours. You don't get him anymore. We get to play with him.
So what if they cast a new actor?
They can.
So they can do that then. Is your tongue howling?
What do you mean? I think they're planning on keeping Tom Holland, but they're gonna make their own movies.
But what if Marvel hires a different actor? Can they
still? No, Sony owns Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
Tom Holland could be in the Marvel movies, but Spider-Man can't.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So he can be like, oops, I forgot my suit. Oops, I forgot my suit.
Well, they can't.
Oops, it's in the dryer.
They can't call him.
Oops, it's shrinked.
They can't call him Spider-Man at any point, though. Or Peter Parker, even.
He can be the Spider-Boy.
And they call him, like, Dieter Darker.
With his tingle sense, was it?
Peter Tingle?
His Peter Tingle.
But yeah, so it's an issue right now. A lot of people think that they're going to, like, come to an agreement. But right now, it seems like Sony's just going to be making their own movies.
Okay.
But it's kind of like how there haven't been X-Men in the Marvel stuff because Fox owned them. But now Disney bought Fox, so.
Wow.
Now the X-Men are going to be in Marvel stuff.
I guess they're in a little bit of a pickle.
A spider pickle.
They're in a spider web.
They announced the What If show. It's going to be animated, and they talked about some of the stories that there's going to be, like a zombie Captain America. What if Peggy Carter became Captain America instead of Captain America, and she has like a British flag shield. There's going to be a Hawkeye show on Disney Plus, and there's going to be Miss Marvel, Moon Knight, and She-Hulk on Disney Plus. I don't know what Moon Knight is. I don't know what Miss Marvel is. But more shows is more good, in my opinion. Oh, and apparently they're getting some Marvels. They're going to have some Marvel stuff coming to the Disney parks.
Hmm.
Although, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's only at Disneyland in California they're getting Marvel. Because you know, Universal Islands of Adventure has a bunch of Marvel stuff. I think that's because there's a contract that Universal owns.
Well, so they have Hulk.
Yeah, that's Marvel.
Yeah.
And they have, like, the whole Spider-Man and stuff.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I think Universal owns the rights to Marvel-based theme parks east of the Mississippi.
Okay.
Because they decided that had to be how the contract was worded.
Interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, a lot going on. They're making some updates. Like, they're adding Moana to Epcot. Stuff like that.
Oh, I love Moana.
Oh my god, Moana.
Yeah.
So that should be cool. I've been staring. Do you know the song?
I don't remember, but I love Moana.
The edge of the water.
Oh, and they announced the new Disney animation movie with the Asian princess.
Oh, who's the Asian? Wait, Mulan.
No.
Baby. Mulan is the Asian princess.
She's not a princess.
She becomes a princess.
She doesn't. He's not a prince. He's a general.
Well, she be really?
Yes. It's like confirmed. She's not an actual princess. She doesn't count as a Disney princess.
No.
But don't worry, this next one will.
I don't like Mulan that much.
I don't remember the name of it. It's like Yaya and the Last Dragon or something.
Oh, yeah, and she has a panda? Is that what you told me?
No.
She has a something. I want to see Mulan in live action.
Raya, the Last Dragon. Raya and the Last Dragon.
Okay.
She's riding like a turtle or something in the picture that they put up.
So she's not riding a dragon?
She's riding like a turtle armadillo dude.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Sounds, I think my favorite princess is Snow White. What's your favorite princess?
My favorite princess, the one that I am, is Jasmine.
The one that you are?
Yeah, we always are one Disney princess. Don't tell me you're not a Disney princess.
Yeah, I guess I'm Snow White.
And Jasmine.
So I like to clean. And I have 7 dudes living with me.
What? What?
Trevor!
Well, that was Snow White, right?
Oh my god.
You're my 7 dudes, babe.
Oh, you count by 7. That's good.
I guess that's
you
good.
Have 7 personalities. No, I think it's I like Snow White.
I'm sleepy Trevor. I'm happy Trevor. I'm
grumpy Trevor.
Grumpy Trevor.
Yeah.
Grumpy?
Yeah, grumpy Trevor.
Really?
The other day,
it look like?
He hates stickers, so.
Stickers?
Yeah.
Like?
Yeah.
Oh, I love them.
Me too. So I put a sticker on something, and he was like a little kid. He came out of the room. He's like, Eva. Because he
was like, I'm going to be Eva one day that he's sleeping. You should put a lot of stickers.
Oh, he will hate me, no.
No, like that will be our divorce.
Yeah.
I see.
But like, he comes out of the room and be like, Eva. I don't understand why you have to put stickers in there. Make everything so ugly. Put so much effort in the house.
This is funny.
And then he went back into the room.
I need to hear Trevor saying, I mean, what's your point about the stickers? Why you don't like them?
I don't like stickers because they're gross. That's it.
How can a sticker be gross?
Because it's sticky and gross.
It's not gross. It's sticky.
Yeah, it's got some nasty-ass chemicals that are gross.
I think we touch more chemicals.
So you don't like glue or masking tape?
Not really, no.
I love masking tape.
I mean, I find the usefulness of tape much more than a sticker, which is like this piece of garbage that people stick to make something else look uglier.
No, stickers are fun.
Especially when they're like cute stickers.
Stickers are your friends.
With three-dimensional.
Eva, I don't know what you put in the sticker. Sorry.
Is that true?
But that was funny. I was laughing so much when you did that. I took the sticker out, though. I didn't want to make you feel bad.
I love stickers.
I put it somewhere else, though.
In the garbage.
No, I stick it to something else.
That's funny.
All right, now let's get to the announcements that are relevant to you.
What?
Lizzie McGuire is back.
You see? Oh, wait, do you like Lizzie McGuire?
I used to watch her a little bit.
I love Lizzie McGuire. She was my spirit animal. I literally wanted a little cartoon Eva in my life. Her. Like, you know like how Lizzie McGuire had like a little cartoon? I wanted a little friend like that.
Okay, Eva. Like, well, there's... You're being too creative.
They're making a new... Well, they're... Doing a reboot of Lizzie McGuire with Hilary Duff. It's gonna be Hilary Duff.
I don't know if it's really
the same actress. Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if you call it a reboot.
Well, it's gonna be a continuation.
Yeah, it's just like she's whatever, like 15 years older.
It's like 20 years older.
No.
Wait, how old is Lizzie McGuire? She's like 35.
Isn't Hilary Duff like our age?
No, she's a little older.
Okay.
She must be like 32.
Okay.
She's having a baby.
Announced.
She just had a baby.
Pixar announced some of the casting for their upcoming movie Soul.
I don't know that movie.
Their next movie is going to be called Soul, and it's like in New York City.
Wait, for what?
Pixar.
Pixar. Oh, okay.
Their next movie.
And it's going to be animated.
It's going to be about jazz. Jamie Foxx is a middle school band teacher whose true passion is playing jazz. And then there's going to be some, like, ghosts, I guess. It says Tina Fey is...
So it's going to be, like, The Princess and the Frog.
Well, let me explain. Tina Fey.
The Princess and the Frog?
Tina Fey. Her name is 22. A soul in training who has an unexpected encounter with the teacher... when he accidentally finds his way to the U seminar, which I guess is some mystical ghost place, and then they have to try to get Joe back to Earth. Mm. So there's going to be Questlove.
Oh, I like Questlove.
And David Diggs. They're both in the Roots,
the band, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Like it, like it. When are those movies coming out?
I don't think they announced that.
Oh, okay. Well.
But yeah, I think that's all the big announcements that they had.
Yeah, I don't have any big announcements. Do you have any big announcements for news? Entertainment.
I wanted to talk about for our Labor Day weekend, Ava and I were playing a game called, what is it, The Dark Pictures, Man of Medan?
In the darks.
Which, it's like a, it's from the same company that made Until Dawn.
In the darks.
And it's pretty much like a horror movie that's like interactive that you play through.
Yeah, it's spooky.
And it's just kind of fun because...
I think Until Dawn was more spooky.
Yeah, I think Until Dawn was a little bit more... What's the word? Suspenseful and scary, but also Until Dawn is like 3 times as long as this game was.
Mm-hmm.
Right, this one was relatively short, which it also...
5 hours?
Yeah, it cost $20, where Until Dawn was 60, so...
Okay.
And it's like a series that they're going to make more stories, that they're all connected with the same curator guy. Kind of like the Crypt Keeper. Did you guys ever watch the Crypt Keeper show?
No.
Like, Are You Afraid of the Dark or anything?
Ah, yes! Sí!
Yeah. I used to like that one.
Le temes a la oscuridad.
Yeah.
That was so spooky.
Yeah.
That was spooky dooky.
Yeah, so it's kind of like that, where each time there's going to be like a new scary story that you're playing through.
Le temes a la oscuridad.
Yeah, I like a weird laugh, I think.
I think you did a pretty good job there.
it was cool that they used to gather, you know, in front of the fireplace.
I know, and like the intro was like a candle, and I'd be like, they turn on the candle. It was good.
Yeah, but yeah, it kind of follows in those footsteps of like a scary anthology series.
I could only see that show like at noon.
Yeah, me too.
Oh yeah, like at night for
no. No, I remember.
By myself?
No.
One time we rented the VHS and watched it at home at night, and I had nightmares.
Oh, yeah,
of course.
Were you little?
Yeah.
Aww.
I was Chiquito.
Chiquito?
Chiquito.
Oh, tan Chiquito.
I used an American accent so our listeners could understand me.
Oh, true. Like if I say hola, ¿cómo estás? Or better if I say hola, ¿cómo estás?
You don't have to do ass.
¿Cómo está?
¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás?
Oh, ¿cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás? Me llamo Eva. Mi nombre... Yo vivo en Fort Myers.
¿De dónde eres tú?
Yo soy de Venezuela.
Nagüera. Oh, we don't actually know that word.
Nagüera.
you taught me that word. It means like wow or amazing.
Only in Barquisimeto.
Sure.
Estado Lara, Venezuela.
But yeah, so the game is really cool. You play as 5 different main characters, and you take turns like which character you're controlling, and you make decisions, and depending on what you do, everybody can die or everybody can live, or you know, any combination in between. But it's also the only kind of game that I can play and Ava can like pay attention to. It holds her interest somewhat.
Well, because it's like a movie.
Yeah, yeah. And it keeps like it doesn't go too slow.
Mm.
Like there's some parts where I'm like walking around and it slows down a little, but it kind of keeps moving.
Yeah. It was good.
And I did kind of like how long this one was. I liked how this one, it was shorter. Because mm-hmm. Until Dawn, I mean, the whole thing of Until Dawn was good, but it was also, like, pretty long.
Okay.
But yeah, that's all we have today for entertainment.
Yep. Hope you watch all the shows and recommendations we have.
Let us know what you think.
Bye.
And that wraps up Trevor and Ava Save the World for this week's special episode.
Thank you for listening.
With Dariver and Hurricane Dorian.
And Coquito.
And a little bit of Coquito in all of us.
Yes, it was a nice time, guys.
Thank you for listening, and remember to try to make the world a better place.
Treat your neighbors well and help them out.
Bye.